Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued our series, The Ascent, where we're looking at five mountaintop moments where God called people to climb, not for the purpose of moving mountains, but for changing the person that he's calling up. Really, what we've been saying every week is that that God's purpose for us is established in his provision for us. And so we looked at Mount Sinai. This is the famous mountaintop moment where God calls Moses to climb, and he gives the law to Moses to give to the people. So we've probably all are familiar with the Ten Commandments in some way, shape, or form. We've done a whole series on the Ten Commandments, but this is that moment where God gives his law, shows his holiness, shows our need for a Savior because we can't keep up with his law. It's a beautiful moment, but there's something in the calling up, the calling to climb, that I just wanted to read to you. It's from Exodus 19, verse 1. It says this: "On the first day of the third month, after the Israelites left Egypt, and on that very day, they came up to the desert of Sinai. And after that, they set out from Rephidim, and they entered the desert of Sinai, and Israel camped there in the desert in front of the mountain. Now Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain and said, 'This is what you are to say to the descendants of Jacob, what you are to tell the people of Israel. You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt, and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all the nations you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to Israel.'" Now it's an interesting set of verses for a lot of reasons, because if you think about the context, remember that this is just a couple of months after God has led the people out of Egypt. So it would have been fresh in their minds, everything that had happened. They had grown up as slaves under Pharaoh in Egypt. They have been there for centuries. This is the only thing they know. But they've heard of the God of Abraham. They don't really know him. God's, they cry out to that God and they say, "Help us, save us." And then God sends Moses, the deliverer, and does some miraculous signs. And here they are. Now, God is calling Moses up and he says, "Here's what I want you to say to them." He tells them that they are his treasured possession if they will keep his covenant, if they'll obey his commands. And he says, "And I will make you into a holy nation of priests." Now, let that sink in for a second. Because it's not often that we know very clearly what it is that God wants. There are times in Scripture where we can see things very clearly. He wants us to love him and to love our neighbor. But when it comes down to our lives every day, like, should I take this job or that job? Should I buy this house or that house? Should I send my kids to this school or that school? There are so many decisions in our lives that seem so, it just seems as if God doesn't have an answer as to which one we're supposed to be, should we turn right or left? But in this passage, we see what God has always wanted. He wants a people. He wants a people for himself. It's the same thing he had in the garden. He had a relationship with Adam and Eve until sin broke everything. And from that time forward, he's calling a people to be his people, his treasured possession. And he's telling Israel, "I want you to be my treasured possession. You're going to be a holy nation of priests." It really shows the brilliance of God's foreshadowing, that he's providing for the people of Israel. He's giving them the law so that they will know his holiness, his character. He's giving them a set of guidelines to realize that they need a savior. But he's providing a mediator for them, Moses, who's the mediator, who's going to go in between the people and God. But the people, he's calling them to be this set of nation of priests. And it's all a great foreshadowing of what God is going to do for us. That even though Israel, they had their moments, right? But it's all a foreshadowing as to what God is doing with us. That God provided his law so that we would see that we need a savior. In the same way he brought out the people of Israel under the lamb's blood. Remember, he carried them on wings like eagles, meaning that they were just snatched out. They didn't earn it. They came out under the lamb's blood. The same way that we are. We need the law to see that we need a savior. We have a great mediator. His name is Jesus. He has come to us. Why? So that he can make us into a nation of priests. This is what Peter said, that this is who we are. We're a holy nation of priests. We act as mediators between God and the people who need God. God, I pray that as you give us your vision for life, that we are to serve you. We are to know you, to be in relationship with you. That because of the Lamb's blood, we are set free. You are a great mediator. And I pray, God, that you would help us to honor you with our lives, that we would be that nation of priests, the ones who represent you to the people and help bring the people to you. We ask all that in your son's name. Amen. Well, take a second. Think about the things that God would have you do as one of his holy priests in the world and what he's trying to do in you and through you to the people. Till next time, God bless.